under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. This broadcast is formatted around you, our listener, joining in the dialogue and the discussion as we face the issues. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's not a matter of philosophical rhetoric. We do not base our opinions and decisions and thoughts and communication and conversation about the issues on some denominational dogma, but we base it on the authoritative word of God. It is the truth book. And as we face the issues today, we're talking about, should Christians be fearful? Should Christians be fearful? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching some of the most unusual events that America's ever witnessed. We're watching some of the strangest things taking place that we would have seen in the history of our nation. Today, we're witnessing the Biden administration and its continual disregard for our liberties, disregard for our freedoms, disregard for our faith and our families, total disregard. And it's because there's an operation out of the Oval Office and all of the Beltway of Washington under the leadership of the Biden family cabal and the Biden family corruption institution to literally control America and destroy anything that's called the foundation. And the Bible is very, very clear that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11 and verse 3. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, God's not given us a spirit of fear. So, ladies and gentlemen, we as Christians ought not to be fearful. We need to continue to be faithful in taking a stand against the enemy, understanding that the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and wickedness in high places. We find that in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10, 11, and 12 in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, let me remind you, we depend on the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we know that we have the truth book, when we know that we have the truth to depend upon, when we know that God's Word never falters, never fails, it is inerrant, it is infallible, it is inspired book, and we see God in His progressive revelation of Himself to man, Genesis chapter 1, and through Revelation chapter 22, we see it all about God and what God is doing in this old world. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, it is with truth. It was the secularist George Orwell in the dystopian novel that's known by most, 1984 was the title, published back in the late 40s. But in that dystopian novel, George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, that is precisely the position today. There's a disdain an animus, a hatred for those that stand for truth, whether it's theological, doctrinal, biblical truth, or talking about political, societal truth. If you stand for truth, you'll be despised, rejected. And as a result of that, I'm of the opinion that many Christians sit back in silence. Many Christians decide, I'm not going to be confronted, don't want to be disliked by anybody, so therefore I'll just be silent, not speak up, stand up, say anything, or do anything. Not realizing, ladies and gentlemen, that it's the church, the Christian, that has the key to truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said this. In fact, the headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Jim DeMint says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, what DeMint is saying is that we, the Christians, the church, is responsible for the direction of our nation based on how we handle and what we do with truth. Today, we have about 55% of the millennials, according to the latest survey, 55% of those that are 18 to 35 years of age. So each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you might have nuances, but there's only one truth. You can't take truth and make it malleable to fit your own desires. It's an impossibility. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I suggest to you that we're rapidly getting to the point, the tipping point, where you tell the truth, you stand for truth, you will be hated and despised to the point of the enemy wanting to take your life. Today, a good example of that, and I'm not putting Donald J. Trump on a pedestal of piety. That's not the point. But because Donald Trump has no filter when it comes to telling the truth, when it comes to standing for his love for America and is standing up against the enemies. And as a result of that, you can see the visceral animus, the hatred that is directed toward President Trump because he takes a stand and tells the truth, calling out the enemies of the nation of America and pointing out what needs to be done. You'll not find truth on the Communist Network News. In fact, truth is no longer even in a modicum found on Fox News. Fox News today is saying one thing, but behind the scenes, they're totally woke, as one writer put it. They're totally immersed in the LGBTQ pride agenda. I'm very disappointed in it, but that's truth, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in packages, business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, ladies and gentlemen, with a full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the generation backup power equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordains it to be so. drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say again, we're talking about today an issue that I believe is on the hearts and the minds of multitudes of conservatives and patriots and Christians. Excuse me. But the question is, should Christians be fearful? How should we, as Christians, conservatives, as the church, how should we respond to what we see taking place in society today? How should we respond to what is happening in the governmental circles today that's not just dealing with government, it's dealing with every aspect of our lives? How should we respond to that, ladies and gentlemen? May I say to you, we should have a vital interest. We should be we should understand what is taking place. We're not to be fearful, but conservatives and Christians and patriots ought not to sit back and do nothing. We ought not to look at it and say that there's nothing that we can do. We need to take a vital interest in what is happening. We need to look at and watch the undermining and the destruction that's taking place for our biblical foundations. I'm concerned when we see the foundations of America being eviscerated, destroyed. Our Bill of Rights are being absolutely eviscerated. The Biden administration has nothing in relationship to concern our interest in preserving our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and I almost had, you'd like to call in today. We'd love to have your voice, your questions, your comments. We're going to get pretty deep in this broadcast today in relationship to what's happening in Washington with the Biden family cabal, what's taking place. And by the way, Tucker Carlson, one of his broadcasts before he went off the air with Fox, there was a runner at the bottom of the screen that called Joe Biden, they want to be dictator. Most have not heard about that because it's been sequestered from the public, from the other networks. A wannabe dictator. We'll talk about that. Is Joe Biden a wannabe dictator? What is a dictator? What does a dictator do? Does Joe Biden meet the qualifications of being a wannabe dictator? These are the things we'll talk about. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, America is in trouble. America is on the verge of imploding, and it's not from attacks outside, but it's because of what's taking place from the inside. I believe that the Biden administration's focus is the globalist agenda, is to implode America and let it simply become a third world country. And we're on the fast track for that, ladies and gentlemen. But the Biden administration, according to the spokesperson, the press secretary, the Biden administration's press secretary, just said, and I quote, that the Biden administration, Joe Biden, this president, our president's done more than ever as president. He's done more than ever as president. I'm looking at the article that responded. It says, White House, Biden has done more than ever any other president ever. The writer dated June 19th. The writer said George Washington fought the British and helped found America. Thomas Jefferson is considered the primary author of the Declaration of Independence. Abraham Lincoln fought off the disintegration that loomed large during the Civil War. Theodore Roosevelt curbed the power of large corporations and beefed up consumer protections. Dwight Eisenhower saw the end of the Korean War, the Brown versus Board of Education decision, and more. He launched the interstate highway system. Joe Biden's early term accomplishments include spending more than $1 trillion, spending more than $1 trillion again, appointing judges, fighting climate change, and promoting transgenderism, the chemical and surgical body mutilations of children in America, and the push for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, I added the word sodomite. Joe Biden has done more harm to America than any president combined. And ladies and gentlemen, I say Joe Biden's done more harm in America than all of our presidents combined. And this article goes on to say, for that, his spokesperson credits him with doing more than any other president ever, she said. And if you look at what the president has done in the last 2 years, it is more than any other president has ever done. That was the claim by the press secretary. And if you look at what he's done to harm America, to destroy America, to undermine the foundation of America, to bankrupt America, to demoralize America, to destroy the ethics and morals and values in America, to destroy the freedoms and liberties in America, yes, he's done more than any other president. But that's the only way you can view it. I believe we have Tiffany on the line. Tiffany, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. I am definitely a parent that is extremely concerned. Although my children are adults, I do think, in reference to what you said, that no, we should not be fearful. It's always amazing to me how we will battle, you know, about our phones and what service we have. And we'll get on the phone and we'll battle about services and all sorts of other things. But when it comes to liberty, you know, when it comes to things that impact the family, impact our children, we, for some reason, kind of shut up. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, not a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And that sound mind doesn't mean that we're meek little Christians that can't say, hey, no, you are not,
preach on.
You are not going to put my daughter in a bathroom with a man.
That's
and
right.
As Christians, I really feel like we just kind of just get very timid and know I can't get involved. But we'll get involved when somebody wants to raise the rates at JEA. But we'll get involved when Apple wants to come out with a new product. But when it comes to these babies and when it comes to our marriages and our families, we somehow think that that's not our problem. And it is very so our problem because Satan is making it our problem. And so I implore families, parents and dads and grandparents, to not sit back silently. When you get the opportunity to speak up, go to these school board meetings. You don't have to be disrespectful, but you need to stand up for your family. Stand up for Jesus. My God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Very, very well. Very well spoken.
That's all I have to say.
Tiffany, thank you so much. That you're spot on with your analysis and your challenge for our listeners. And I pray that our listeners are hearing well today what you're saying. And I'm in agreement with you. I've used the term down through the years. The sodomites have come out of the closet. Christians have gone into the closet. Somehow, some way, there's the mindset that you need to just stay silent and be that little meek Christian. Meekness does not mean weakness. Meekness does not mean silence. We need to be salt and light, just as you've said. And salt is to preserve a decaying society. And light is to illumine a darkened world. Tiffany, thank you so much for your comments.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Thank you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh, according to the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask the question, should Christians be fearful? If you agree with Tiffany, I'd love to hear from you. If you agree that we need to be not be fearful, but we also ought not to be silent in the world in which we're living in today. We need to understand that our liberties are being extracted. Our liberties are being absolutely destroyed. Our voices are being silenced. I'm looking at an article, Tucker Carlson says, that's the end of the First Amendment. The elites are in an all-out war on free speech. Now, it's about a 10-page article. I'm going to read for our edification two or three brief paragraphs. He says, election denier, science denier, climate change denier, conspiracy terrorist, theorist, hate speech, fake news, disinformation, misinformation, malinformation. A bizarre new lexicon has been conjured up by the American elites, the sole purpose of which is to discredit and ridicule, and if at all possible, censor entirely all speech that doesn't support the increasingly dark and deranged agenda. How could all of this happen in the United States of America? One fundamental reason, he says, lies at the very heart of today's radical and unprecedented compulsion to crush free speech. The elites, from the permanent ruling class in Washington, also known as the deep state, to their propaganda ministry called the mainstream media, to the big tech oligarchs controlling the internet, to big pharma and other corporate giants, all are obsessed with ever-increasing power and wealth, are all lying to Americans continually. Further, he states in this article, whether the forbidden speech comes from the courageous public official, a genuine journalist, a principal doctor, a concerned parent at school board meetings, or at a Christian's praying outside of an abortion clinic, the response of the ruling class is the same. Demonize suppression and persecution and prosecution. Thus are moral, honest Americans daily smeared as violent extremists in our society today. He goes on to say they're called domestic terrorists, white supremacists, ultra-MAGA insurrectionists, or as Joe Biden characterized tens of millions of Republicans during a major speech last summer. He called us semi-fascist. Biden's blanket attack on the great American middle class echoes Hillary Clinton's on-camera remarks just prior to the 2016 election, when she described the very large number of Americans as the deplorables, irredeemables, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line, he says, today's powers that be simply cannot stand truthful expression because it exposes them to what they really are. Truth tellers must be censored and canceled and prosecuted and persecuted, end quote. It goes on and on with pretty depth statements in relationship to that. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend the article very much. It is one that tells it like it is. And ladies and gentlemen, with all of that being said, again, the question is, should Christians be fearful? As Tiffany said earlier in the call-in, Christians will get in a battle about these differing things, but when it comes to the morals, the ethics, the values, when it comes to the very health and the well-being of our family and our faith and our freedom, somehow Christians think that we just need to be silent. Ladies and gentlemen, silence no longer. Silence will not work anymore. Silence is not to be commended today from the Christian perspective and what we need to do. We need to stand up, speak up, be Christian soldiers that's willing to stand and fight the demonic aura that's filling our nation and around the globe. We need to be silent no longer as we see the foundations of our great nation being undermined and destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, that simply will not work. So when the press secretary says that President Biden has done more than any other president ever, she's saying he's done more than George Washington, more than Thomas Jefferson, more than Abraham Lincoln, more than Theodore Roosevelt, more than Dwight Eisenhower, more than Ronald Reagan. Ladies and gentlemen, she's saying he's done more than Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, that simply is not correct. The scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought not to put our trust in man, but in God. In fact, in Psalms 146, verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Our help, ladies and gentlemen, comes from God. And we need to stand up and realize that he is the one that will do battle for us. Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, the 20th verse, when Nehemiah was challenging his people because the enemies kept coming in and trying to disturb them. Enemies kept coming in, telling them that one of these nights we're going to come in and kill all of you when you least expect it. And so Nehemiah trying to rebuild the wall. They did so with 49,972 people in 52 days. The wall was rebuilt because they had a mind to work and a heart to trust God. And Nehemiah reminded them, in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 20, our God shall fight for us. And I believe it's time that Christians awaken to the fact that we're not in this battle alone. It's not our battle, it's God's. It's not a matter that we're battling against man. It is a satanic, demonic battle against God. It's a battle against the Word of God. It's a battle against the Bible. It's a battle against truth. And as Christians, we need to be the soldiers in that battle. We need to put on the whole armor of God as found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 and following. And then having done all, in the 13th verse of Ephesians 6, having done all, stand. And that word, having done all, stand, means once we put on the full armor, once we've been willing to stand up and face the enemy, that we do not backpedal, we do not sit down, we do not run, we do not sit in silence. We stand and do battle for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do battle for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. So, ladies and gentlemen, if Biden has done more than any other president, let's just look at some of the things briefly that I call the Biden record, the Biden record. Joe Biden, hear me, Joe Biden has pushed immorality on all Americans more than any other combination of presidents, not just more than any other president, more than any other combination of presidents. Joe Biden has pushed the to the depth, ladies and gentlemen, to the bottom of the bucket of immorality. Joe Biden is the one that has promulgated and pushed the butchering of boys and girls, removing healthy body parts for the, quote, transgenderism that is pushed. Joe Biden has been pushing the insurance companies to pay for the transgenderism. Joe Biden has been pushing the transgenderism in every branch of the federal government, including our military. Joe Biden's push for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that's weakened and destroyed our military powers and military readiness to face the enemy. So Joe Biden has done more than ever of any other president. Yes, when it comes to the morals, immorality, he has done more than any other president to push for the immorality. He's pushed, ladies and gentlemen, for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our kindergarten through high school and the universities. He's done more to push the idea that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is the to be embraced by boys and girls, toddlers and teenagers. He's done more to push that than any other president in the history of America. Ladies and gentlemen, he's even pushed the LGBTQ sodomite agenda to the point in our military that some of the major head leadership in military today, not based on their ability, not based on their love for country and their love for God, not based on their ability to lead or their ability to defend America, but based on their life choices for the sodomite living and lifestyle. That's the decision that's being made today in our military by the Biden administration. So, yes, Biden, Joe Biden, has done more than any other president to demoralize our nation, to bring our nation to the level of God's judgment upon us as a nation for the lack of morals and ethics and values in our nation. The Biden administration is now persecuting and prosecuting conservatives and Christians more than ever. It is through the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, that if a mother or father goes before a school board to challenge the school board and the teachers for teaching the sodomite agenda, teaching raw pornography in the classroom, according to the 32-page document written by Merrick Garland and the DOJ, given to the FBI to persecute and prosecute Christians and conservative parents if you go before the school board. And ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place today. So yes, Biden, Joe Biden, has done more than any other president in the United States of America, or the combination of our presidents, to persecute and prosecute Christians, conservatives, and moral Americans because we stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is, should Christians be silent? And may I answer that very quickly? The answer is unequivocally no. Christians cannot be silent. Christians must stand up. Christians must speak up. Moral, ethical Christians must stand and articulate our values before the school boards. We must articulate our values before the houses of representatives. We must articulate our values and insist that those that we elect and place in office follow what we have instructed them to do as our elected representatives, either in our local city government, state governments, or national government. It's the Christian, the conservative, that the voices need to be heard today more than ever in the history of America. So the question is, what has Joe Biden accomplished? Has he done more than any other president ever? As the press secretary said, yes, he has. More than any other president ever to destroy, to implode, to undermine, and tear down the United States of America. He's done more to open the borders and to destroy the sovereignty of America. He's done more than any other president in the history of America to cause America to now be laughed at by all other nations around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our thought on should Christians be fearful today? Should Christians be fearful? Should we be silent? We're going to take about a 1-minute top of the hour news break. right after the news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a 35-minute meeting, the get-together between Secretary of State Blinken and Chinese President Xi in Beijing. It came as Blinken wrapped up a two-day visit to China. From coast to coast, it has been a very violent few days with shootings from California to Maryland. In Pennsylvania, a gunman attacked a state police barracks in the central part of the state. One trooper was killed and another critically wounded before the attacker was fatally shot. Summer has not officially arrived just yet, but the summer-like heat has settled in across parts of the South and the Plains, and it is a record-setting heat in some parts of the country. The weekend brought more bad weather to parts of the southeast, with tornadoes touching down and more huge hailstones wreaking havoc across parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Texas. Wall Street has a day off, trading to resume tomorrow. More details, srnnews.com.
First Conservative Baptist Church invites you to join them for their Independence Day celebration. The Mark V Quartet will be in concert with great singing.
Jesus Christ the Lord, open up.
Service starts at 10 a.m., barbecue lunch at 12:30. There's no ticket charge. A love offering will be taken. July 2nd at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Perhaps today, as we ask the question, should Christians be fearful, we could also say, should we be silent? And may I say to you that when we see the world coming apart, we as believers ought to stand still. We need to stand straight. We need to be verbal, visible, and valiant in our stand for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to stand for our liberties as God has given us, codified in our Bill of Rights. And may I say to you, we're watching them being eviscerated by the Biden administration. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Should Christians be silent? Should Christians be fearful? And the answer is no. We need to be trust God and to believe that He is able. And when we were talking a moment ago before the top of the hour news about the press secretary, which is a laughable individual anyway, she had just gotten a few days before that. She had just made the statement that how unusual she was and how important she was. And yes, because everybody's afraid to say anything because she is a lesbian, and as a result of that, they afraid to say something. They'll be accused of having some kind of sexual bias or something. Silence, ladies and gentlemen, is not the order of the day for the Christians, and we ought not to be fearful. And she said that Joe Biden had done more than any other president, and then she emphasized ever. That's what promulgated my thoughts for this broadcast today, that Biden's done more for America than any other president ever. Joe Biden and his administration now prosecutes and persecutes Christians more than ever. That's exactly right. We're being censored. We're being watched. And ladies and gentlemen, if it is, if we see that as being bad now, and it is on the fast track. It is on steroids, getting ready for the 2024 election. We will find more and more and a greater effort by the Biden administration to absolutely censor and to block all that they deem to be misinformation or disinformation or malinformation, as it is also being called. Joe Biden administration that pushes the mutilation of the physical bodies of boys and girls for his agenda. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to not be fearful, but we need to understand and know the facts and not depend on the socialist, Marxist, communist network news to give us the facts. They'll not give us the real facts. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden has done more, hear me, more than any combination of presidents in America to destroy the morals, ethics, and values in our nation. I don't know of any president, I'm still under 100 years old, and I don't know of any president in my lifetime that's even come close to touching the hem of the garment, as you'd call it, of meeting the level that Joe Biden has in the relationship to what he's done to destroy the morals, ethics, and values of our nation. Biden is the most corrupt president in the United States of America and the U.S. history. We're going to talk about in just a moment the number of, in fact, right now there's a mega major investigation going on behind the scenes with the Republicans in the House. And I'm not trying to be a killjoy, but they're finding mega, major corruptions in the Biden lifestyle in the past 20, 30, 40 years. But I don't think it'll ever amount to anything being done as long as we have a corrupt attorney general in office that is simply the thug with a badge, with a cudgel in his hand to prevent anything from coming against Joe Biden. Anything being unfurled, unveiled, and show who Joe Biden really is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at one article that says, Biden's guilty of taking foreign bribes. Here's the American, what Americans think. And then the subtitle, the DOJ and the FBI are continuing to subvert justice and to cover up for the Biden family crime syndicate. Americans already have convicted the Biden family of accepting bribes specifically to influence policy in Washington, D.C. More than 53% agree that the Biden family received payments from foreign nationals to influence policy in Washington, D.C. Now, we're going to go further with that. We've got article after article after article, a whole plethora of articles in relationship to the Biden corruption. And so, with that being said, should we be afraid as Christians as to where we're going and the trajectory in which we're taking as a nation with a corrupt thug that is in the palm of the hands of Putin and Xi of China at the risk of destroying America? It's called treason in history, but we're not looking at it as that today. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, it's sad to say, you know, but somebody has to say, and I'm glad that you always remind us, you know, how important it is to be close to God. Yes. Not only by what we say, but our spiritual private life with Him. And when you look at the Bible, you see all those, you see Daniel, he wasn't afraid. You got the three young guys that went to the fire furnace, they were not afraid. And many of the people that stood up for truth. And what makes the difference is the spiritual level, the intimate life with God. So they stood to anything. And the Bible said that we can do all things to Christ who strengthens us.
Yes.
My issue is, as a Hispanic, you know what I mean, is It's sad to say this, brother, but many churches, they don't even have a prayer service during the week. Many of them are eliminating Bible study and Sunday study. So, unfortunately, what we are creating, instead of disciple strong Christians on their faith, and they can stand for what is truth, you got Christians that are lukewarm. You know what I mean? Like those poor kids, you know, that they are malnourished in Africa, that they don't have nothing to eat. Well, let's look at that spiritually. How many times are we feeding our spiritual being on the weekly basis? Once a week? Twice a week? How many times we feed this flesh? That makes the difference. That's why you see so many so-called leaders cowering and celebrating and being loved by the world, because they don't have the spiritual courage to say, you know what? This is what the Bible said, like Daniel. No, I'm not going to bow to nobody. And the three young guys, they say, no, because they knew, and that closes it that they have with God. They were not compromising their belief. And I think that's one of the problems that we have in the church as a whole. We are creating Christians that any kind of wind moves them, you know, any kind of wind, and they allow anything to come in and they applaud it. Wait a minute, what the Bible says? And when you quote the Bible, they call you a radical, you are a nutcase, you are a conservative, you are a homophobic, and you are whatever lie the devil created it. And then they panic, and they go silent. Wait a minute. Oh, no. The Bible said it. I believe it until the day that I die. But we need to bring the church and the members closer to the Lord so they can have that courage that is in the Bible. Otherwise, we're going to have this nonsense that we see. Churches marrying men and a man and a woman and a woman, and some of them allowing the demon-possessed transgender to do whatever. We need to be filled of the Holy Spirit to stand for what's truth. You see the world? They're not filled with God. They are filled with something else. And they stand the ground, and you see the demonic and the pervert marches that they do. And they are and they're shameless. They got no shame because they are filled with something that is not God. So now we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to stand our ground in a loving way and speak truth and not lower the standard. I think that's where the problem starts. And I think that's the issue as to why the American church is so silent. In the pulpit, they don't want to talk about this subject. They don't want to talk about the grooming the kids in the public schools.
Yes.
You don't hear that from the pulpit.
Jose, you'd be surprised how many times I've had people to say and ask me the question, say, well, what do you do if you're in a church where the pastor won't talk about the political agenda? What do you do when a pastor won't even recognize and speak anything about the good or bad candidates? What do you do when your pastor stands in the pulpit and is afraid to talk about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda? I said, find a church where you got a pastor that's got a backbone. There needs to be the truth coming from the pulpit. And Jose, I'm in agreement with you. I believe in the era in which we're living demands that Christians face the issue, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen without bending or bowing. You spoke a moment ago about the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to bow. When they were threatened by the king, they refused to bend. And when they were thrown in the fiery furnace, they refused to burn. And I say that that's the position that every Christian ought to take today, is we ought not to be fearful. We ought not to bend or bow. And as a result of that, we have that commitment from God that he's going to watch over us and protect us. Jose, you're exactly right, brother.
We have to pray for the church, brother. And not only for that, for the generation that we had in our churches, the minors, the little kids. We need to teach them and tell them what the Bible says, because the devil is out there trying to groom it in the public schools. So we have to be mindful as to how pervert and how wicked those professors are trying to damage their little minds. So that's crazy, brother. So, yeah, we need to keep praying. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much for your program.
Thank you so much for your comments and your discussion on the issue, Jose. You're right on target with that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline, Legal Action Unleashed as the Feds Hide Biden Family Business Secrets. There have been payments to the Biden family members from Russia and Russian interests, payments from China and the Chinese interest, with reference to the 10% being held by the big guy, and from the Romanian interest, payments have been made to Biden. And there's the Joe Biden response to the situation. He traveled there as vice president and threatened to withhold $1 billion in American aid if Ukrainian officials didn't fire the prosecutor investigating the company and potentially investigating Hunter Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a three-page article. That's two brief paragraphs, but there's documented evidence now. According to Comer, C-O-M-E-R, legislator that's leading out the investigation, Representative Comer says that somewhere between $20 and $30 million they've already uncovered that the Biden family cabal, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, and I call it the Biden family cabal, the grifters in office that they've received. So Joe Biden is has already been corrupted. Joe Biden cannot take a stand against China. In fact, I just read an article this morning that Blinken and his trip to China basically, and I'm going to paraphrase, don't have the article right now before me, basically in the paraphrasing of it, said that America is not going to stand and prevent China from taking Taiwan. Not going to stand and prevent China from taking Taiwan. Then they went on to say, Blinken went on to say, we will help Taiwan with military need to defend itself. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the treaty that we've had with Taiwan for all of these years. But it's because Joe Biden cannot do anything that will stand against Xi from China. Joe Biden is bought and paid for by China. Here's another article. Biden corruption headlines should overshadow the Trump story. Remember Burisma? It all started with Biden corruption involving Ukrainian business Burisma. And now, once again, new information about it, startling information, threatens to blow the lid off the case with previously unknown record or recordings and conversations being recorded that included both Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Joe Biden recently labeled the bribery allegations as malarkey, end quote. But in a stunning turnabout, Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, said late Monday that Burisma executive who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden to the tune of $5 million each kept 17 audio tape recordings. Each kept, listen, 17 audio tape recordings of the conversations, with then providing them an insurance policy, citing the FBI and the FD-1023 forms the Bureau briefing lawmakers on. The mind-blowing development adds ammunition to the Republican effort to impeach Joe Biden, overshadowing former President Donald Trump and his legal challenges, or at least it should overshadow them. The FBI form, dated June 30th, 2020, included an interview with a highly credible confidential source who detailed meetings and conversations that he or she had with top Burisma executives over the course of several years since 2015. And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, in this massive article about the corruption of Joe Biden, of the payola, the payoffs he's been receiving from Russia, from China, from other oligarchs and other nations, and coming through the money laundering machine called Ukraine. Why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that the Biden administration keeps sending hundreds of millions of dollars in financial aid and weaponry to Ukraine? Is it because we think that their borders needs to be protected and American borders not? No. It's because those dollars are being laundered in Ukraine. Ukraine's been the laundering washing machine, the money laundering machine for years and years and years. This is the reason the Biden brag on television several years ago, just a couple of years ago, that he had gotten the prosecutor, the investigator in Ukraine, had gotten him fired because he was investigating Burisma. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a major, major, major corrupt president in office. Look at another headline. Grassley bombshell. Burisma executive secretly recorded conversations with Joe and Hunter Biden regarding bribery schemes. Senator Chuck Grassley announced on Monday that the Burisma executive who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden has 17 tape recordings of their conversation with them as an insurance policy in case he got in a tight spot. Early last month, the whistleblower made allegations that protected disclosures to Grassley's office regarding the FBI generated 1023 forms detailing an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy while Joe Biden was then vice president and continuing on in his presidency. Ladies and gentlemen, should Christians be fearful? We need not be fearful. We need to understand what's happening in America, what's happening. And ladies and gentlemen, why should Christians be concerned about what happens in the Oval Office? Why should Christians be concerned about what is taking place with the morals and ethics and the values of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the corrupt Biden family cabal? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it affects every human being in our nation. And especially as Christians, it affects the faith of our families and of our freedom in our nation. It will be the absolute detriment to the church and to witnessing and soul winning and evangelism and for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to be free from the thumb of government over it. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, as Tucker Carlson in one of his last broadcasts made the statement and got all the other networks upset, Fox News message calling President Joe Biden a wannabe dictator. Now, here's where the water hits the wheel. Here's where the ire of the left comes into play. Fox News Channel Chevron, that is the little runner down at the bottom red, wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested, end quote. A longtime producer for Fox News, Tucker Carlson, is out at Fox News after he was deemed responsible for the on-air headline that referred to President Joe Biden as a wannabe dictator because of the indictment of former President Donald J. Trump. It was during the last minutes of the Carlson's former time slot on Tuesday when the message appeared under separate on-screen boxes that showed Biden talking and Trump talking. It read, wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested. So, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that Joe Biden is a wannabe dictator? I do. Do you believe that Joe Biden is in the position to be a dictator? I do. Do you believe that he is acting as the dictator? I do. The Biden family cabal, ladies and gentlemen, is in the rulership control of America today. And unless God divinely intervenes and gives us relief, Joe Biden or someone filling his shoes, I don't believe Joe Biden will wind up being the actual candidate in the November 2024 election. I've said that for about 2 years now. I still hold to that position. Joe Biden will not be the candidate running for re-election. Right now, everybody thinks he's the candidate. Right now, he is moving around in zombie form as though he is the candidate. But ladies and gentlemen, he is a wannabe dictator that is controlled by the power brokers. He's simply the puppet. The puppeteers are those that are serving, the one that's serving his third term, Barack Hussein Obama, serving out his third term through the shadowy shell of a man that's called Joe Biden. Here's another headline about the wannabe dictator. This week, Fox News labeled President Joe Biden a wannabe dictator in the Chevron text on the screen. Former President Donald J. Trump pleaded not guilty on Tuesday for 37 federal charges relating to his handling of the classified documents. Fox News aired side-by-side footage of Trump and Biden with the on-screen text that read, wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested. So, ladies and gentlemen, is Joe Biden a wannabe dictator? Is he one that would like to be the dictator? Joe Biden has corrupted his office as president. He has corrupted the office of president more than any other president. And I'm using the term of his press secretary that he's done more for America than any other president ever. And yes, he has, in the corruption of our great nation. So what does a dictator do? They control the people with fear. Hear me. A dictator, you look at any third world banana republic, and you'll find that the dictator controls the people by fear. We, right now in America, most people, as one of our callers said, are fearful. Most people are fearful to say anything and do anything. But our telephones are being monitored. Our text messages are monitored. Anything to do on Snapchat, anything that you do on Instagram, anything that you do on Farcebook, or they call it Facebook. My son calls it Farcebook. Anything that's done on the Facebook accounts. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being watched, we're being censored, we're being controlled at every level. I'm looking at a headline that says, Irreversible Surveillance State Warning, Colossal Data Accumulated on All Americans. Popular commentator Tucker Carlson recently released an episode on his concern on social media suggesting Joe Biden and the Democrats already are well on the way to making the United States a full dictatorship, end quote. It was prompted by the network Chevron calling Biden a wannabe dictator and explaining how he'd been had the political rival Donald Trump arrested. Carlson sarcastically pointed out the dictator level of data on private citizens that Biden has accumulated because he wants to be a dictator. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read the article further, but the bottom line is we're being watched, we're being censored, we're being monitored under the leadership of wannabe dictator Joe Biden more than any other president in the history of the United States of America. It is literally taking place today as we speak. Another headline that's laughable, leftists are melting down as a major network Chevron lists Biden as a wannabe dictator. Political leftists are melting down after Fox News posted a Chevron on screen as part of its reporting of President Donald Trump's appearance in Miami court on charges relating to his presidential papers. Wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested, the Chevron read. The commentary then turned snarky. The horror, that's downright criminal, y'all. Referring to the demonstrably authoritarian president as a wannabe dictator. How dare you, Fox News? There's only one way for the Biden administration to address the travesty now, end quote. The Biden administration has maintained that it has no role in the federal Trump prosecution, with Attorney General Merrick Garland turning to a special counsel to avoid a conflict of interest. However, what is fact is that there's been significant evidence of possible criminal cases involving the Bidens. Hunter Biden, multiple issues, including gun-related and tax-related disputes, as well as the documents that the FBI purportedly has extended time, allegations that the Biden administration, Joe Biden, had accepted $5 million bribe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're watching a corrupted administration. We're watching a wannabe dictator that wants to have every human being in the United States of America under his thumb, wanting everything that you say or I say to be considered misinformation and disinformation to squelch the voices of all Americans. Here's an article that says House Bill targets the explosion of the Biden administration's rules. Ladies and gentlemen, what does a dictator do? A dictator carries out the authoritarian thumbprint on the society by rules and regulations and guidelines, not by passage of laws that will make it legal. Ladies and gentlemen, the dictators are those that hold all responsible except himself. House bill targets explosion of Biden administration rules. The House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday to limit the rulemaking power of the federal government agencies, requiring Congress to approve all new major rules. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has operated in almost 3 years now with over 100 plus executive orders. He simply takes the laws that are on the books, goes back and tweaks the regulations to enforce those laws. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never had a president of the United States before that's operated as Joe Biden has. Yes, he is a wannabe dictator. Yes, he is looking at it as being the sole person that's in charge. Dictators steal elections. Dictators are the ones that will force mask wearing. Dictators are the ones that will force a vaccination on people whether they want to or not. I'm looking at a headline that says, Neil Gorsuch excoriates pandemic emergency powers, breathtaking intrusion in our civil liberties. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch slammed the sweeping use of emergency powers and executive orders during the pandemic as breathtaking in its scale. Ladies and gentlemen, Christians ought not to be fearful. We need to be involved. We need to stand up against the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. We need to keep praying. We need to understand that God will fight for us. We need to pray and seek God's face and ask God to heal our land. ladies and gentlemen,
Irma Bombeck was blessed with a real friend.
You next time on the air, as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 90.